Hello.
Hello, is Danny there?
Speaking.
Yes, hello. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you starting to vote?
Republican?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Republican?
No, I'm sorry. The options to answer, if you're certain to vote, probably vote 50-50 or will not vote.
Oh, I'll vote.
Your vote. Okay. Okay. Thank you. May I know your age?
60.
Thank you. Okay. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White Caucasian.
Thank you. May I know your level of motivation for voting in this year's election? From 0 being not all motivated to 10 being extremely motivated.
Nine.
9. Okay. Okay. I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of the job.
Okay.
Sherrod Brown as a senator.
Approve.
Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Oh, strongly.
Strongly. Okay. Joe Biden as a president?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Marcy Kupchur as congresswoman?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Okay. And Donald Trump as former president?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of the person or the institution, just tell me that you're not familiar with them. Okay?
Okay.
First Energy.
Strongly.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Oh, very, very.
Very, okay. Derek Marin.
I don't know them.
Never heard. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump.
Strongly.
Very favorable. Okay.
Very favorable, yeah.
Yep. Democrats in Congress.
Disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Very unfavorable. Okay.
Very.
Republicans in Congress.
I will very approve.
Very. Okay. Marcy Kupchur.
Very approve.
Okay. And Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for a Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for one of the candidates that are available or another candidate?
The ones that are available.
Okay. From the options, Republican Donald Trump, Lynn Republican Donald Trump, which one would you use?
Republican Donald Trump.
Thank you. Any of the election for Senate were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Sherrod Brown. Would you lean or definitely Sherrod Brown?
What's that?
Would you lean Democrat Sherrod Brown or Democrat Sherrod Brown?
Lean towards Sherrod Brown.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marcy Kupchur or Republican Derek Marin?
I'd vote for Marcy Kupchur.
Lean or definitely?
Lean, yes.
Lean. Okay. All right. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance for you to vote for him?
No, I'd stay with Marcy Kupchur.
Okay. I will select no chance. All right. I'm going to read you a statement for some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kupchur. And at the end, I will give you the options to select. Marcy Kupchur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kupchur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it not, or does it make no difference?
It don't make no difference.
No difference. All right. Okay, we're going to continue with these statements. And again, thank you for bearing with me. At the end, I will give you the options to select. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption. Options are much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true.
No difference.
No difference. Okay, we have another statement. In the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Same options.
I forgot the options.
No worries. Options are much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true.
About the same, more likely.
More likely?
Yeah.
Okay. In the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise their retirement age. Same options. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
No difference.
No difference. Okay. We have another statement. We're almost done. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Same options.
No difference.
No difference. Okay. Second to last statement. Derek Marin wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marin's bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Marin's bill would also force doctors to bring planned ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Same options.
Well, I don't believe in abortion, so I guess it's whatever the options were.
Okay, so there's an option that says not true, so I would...
Not true. Okay. Yep.
All right. Thank you. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from PTSD due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that. Same options.
I guess I agree on that, more likely, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin? This is an open question.
I'm not going to vote against Republicans, except for Marcy Kaptur, who's a Democrat, and Sherrod Brown.
All right. I'm typing in your answer. Just a moment.
Okay.
All right, next question. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Marcy Kaptur.
The options for her are Democrat Marcy Kaptur or lean Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Democrat.
Okay. All right. Almost done, sir. What would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marin? This is another upper question.
because I think Marcy Kaptur is doing a good job, and she's local where I'm at, so I vote for local people.
Okay. I'm typing in your answer. Okay. All right. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I did business, short-term business college for 12 days.
Okay. All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Okay. Options for Republican are independently Republican, not strong Republican, or strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
All right. How important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Okay. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? The options to answer include other, did not vote, or don't know, refuse.
I voted Republican.
Okay. All right. That's all for this survey. I appreciate your participation and thank you for your answers.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Understood. Thank you.